Finally, as the third part of this podcast, we welcome back my current Sports Office colleagues, Sean Gagan and Katie Redmond. We would like to finish off the podcast with a quick look into the past 12 months since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic and how sports and society has been affected. But there's no doubt some of our clubs and societies are continuing to do what they can, and we look forward to return to full activity when restrictions allow. Sean, can you tell us a little bit about how you began working with sports and societies in WIT?
Yes, I would have began working with WIT Novus back in 2018, Jack. And it was a natural fit coming into the sport office, coming from working with different colleges and different organizations within the States for the last 8-9 years before that. It was our former head of sport, John Window, that kind of placed ourselves, myself and yourself, into the sport office after the likes of Laura and Alan left. And it kind of coincided well with the new rebranding, kind of giving us a chance to try new things and do different things. So it's been a good 3 years so far. I'm looking forward to getting back to it in a few months.
Brilliant, yeah. And obviously, you spoke there about your experience with some of the colleges in the States. How do we compare, I suppose, how do sports and societies in WIT compare in terms of like facilities and setup with some of the colleges in the States?
Facilities, it's right up there. I mean, we're lucky to have if not the best facility in the country, in the WIT Arena for as the home of sport and societies and competitive sport and recreation sport and whatnot. And in terms of the branding and marketing and everything like that, it's come on par in the last few years from all the work that we've done and through social media and promoting it through events and tournaments and all that stuff. So it's right up there from what I've seen, and it's only getting better as well.
Fantastic, yeah. Katie, you were a student here in WIT before you went into the sports office. Can you tell us a little bit about how you began working with us?
Yeah, so I graduated from WIT back in 2015 with a BA in Exercise and Health Studies. I suppose during my time in WIT, I was fortunate enough to receive a ladies football scholarship. And I suppose as part of this, I would have completed some work with the GA development officer at the time, Connor Phelan. And I really, really enjoyed that. And then back in 2018, Connor actually got a job in SLL in WIT. So I decided to apply for the GA Development Officer role, and I was lucky enough to be successful in the application process. So that's kind of how I started working in the office.
Brilliant, Jess. I actually was speaking to Connor in part two of this podcast, and he spoke about how important the internship program was in WIT and how they got some talented students in, and you were obviously one of those. But you actually won an All-Ireland around that time as well, didn't you?
Yeah, so back in 2014, I won an All-Ireland with the junior ladies football team at Wexford. So we beat New York on the day, and it was a great time. And
In fairness, Sean, as you mentioned there, we kind of all arrived in a transitional period with the opening of the arena probably a year or two before that and the rebranding of the Vikings. How have those changes helped that experience for the students?
The biggest thing is probably giving students something more to identify with, Jack. The arena is kind of where 90% of our recreation competitive sport takes place. So it's one of the main things that people think of when they think of WIT sport. And because it's one of the best facilities in the country, as I mentioned, it allows us to match our ambitions to be the best sport provider in the country. We can host matches, events, camps, tournaments, and a number of other things at the highest possible standard. With the Vikings rebrand, it's allowed for a greater connect to occur with WIT and sport and societies, with all members, communities, students, current students, former students. As a staff, it's given us a kind of platform to promote something that students are to be proud of and that want to be involved in. So through social media and all those different things, you know, might see a society or team that they now want to join. It's made it easier for past students to identify with and prospective students. I see that kind of firsthand with some of the younger teams that I work with, specifically the Waterford FC Unit 15s now. They're kind of seeing the likes of Darrell Walsh and Niall O'Keefe playing for the Vikings, and they're seeing, how can I get a Vikings scholarship, and can I play for the college team already? And not yet. And you're seeing Vikings tops and gear all around the country and other parts of the world as well. I think I was on one of the Instagram pages the other day, and I saw a Vikings top in Australia and America and all that kind of stuff. So as cheesy as it sounds, it kind of makes people want to be more part of the Vikings community as well.
Yeah, it definitely really becomes synonymous. Like, as we all know, the Vikings are synonymous with Waterford, but now kind of double down on that with the WIT. Obviously, you've been involved since 2018, as you mentioned, and you've been involved from a coaching aspect as well with Vikings Soccer Club. From your experience with both of those, could you pick out one highlight that stands above the rest?
Tough to say, Jack. I mean, I've had a few kind of, one of the kind of, from a broader scope, being able to watch other athletes and coaches and society members, seeing how dedicated they are to their own sport and society. You know, seeing Phil and Shane doing monster sessions out in the arena, dedicating their lives to competing at the highest level. Seeing Mick Evans holding training sessions in the WIT arena, basketball from till like 10 at night with the arena staff almost kicking them out. Seeing society members doing great stuff for their societies, giving other members and their friends the best possible experience just because they want to see their society succeed and for nothing else, really. As you mentioned, the CFAI Cup win in 2019 was great for me to be involved with that college win. But really, it's just been the kind of growth of the sport and being able to work with such a energetic and motivated staff, learning from yourself and Katie and Lizzie and Tom and John and Charlotte. That's been kind of the main thing for me.
Brilliant, yeah. Similar question to you then, Katie. So obviously you've been involved just a little bit longer than us. Could you pick a highlight from your time being involved, like in the office or from a coaching point of view?
Yeah, so I suppose over the last number of years, as Sean alluded to, there has been many highlights. I suppose from us hosting the GAA World Games in the WIT Arena back in 2019, obviously that was huge. To securing the WIT Viking Sports sponsorship with UPMC, that was definitely another big highlight. And then I suppose last year, the Ashburn Cup weekend that we held back in the WIT arena actually received the 2020 Student Sport Ireland Event of the Year. So again, that was another huge highlight. However, probably the biggest highlight for me was us being awarded the International Physio Health Campus platform certification in March of this year. We are the first tier level college in Ireland to receive this accolade, which makes it definitely a special highlight for all of us.
Brilliant, yeah. Sean, just Katie mentioned there the 3-year sponsorship with our near neighbours, UPMC Sports Medicine. How good is it to have a sponsor on board like UPMC to bring, I suppose, better options to our sports and societies?
Yes, so they've been involved now since, 2018, kind of coinciding with the rebrand as well. Katie deserves a lot of the credit for that. Gone into developing the partnership from the GA sponsorship to now a sponsor of all sports and the elite scholarships as well. It's been another great add-on, Jack, to be associated with such a world-renowned company that is top class in every department. It's brilliant. It improves the student experience mastery through the sponsorship and through what they can offer in healthcare and rehab. And they're exactly the status of company that we want to be associated with going forward.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. Just to bring it down, I suppose the last 12 months have been a bit different for everyone. Katie, can you tell us a little bit about when you first kind of heard about the COVID-19 pandemic around this time last year and obviously how that affected clubs and societies? I suppose most of our clubs and societies kind of had finished for the year, but obviously it led into September then as well.
Yeah, so I suppose like everyone, in March last year when the government announcement came, as you said, we had to stop all our sports and societies. Initially, I suppose I was a little bit naive. I thought the restrictions might last a couple of weeks and, you know, then we would return to normal. But as we all know, that wasn't the case. As you said, Jack, fortunately for us, many of our competitive competitions had just finished up. So in that regard, we were quite lucky. However, we did miss out on hosting the women's third level soccer intervarsities in the WIT arena. And a lot of our society events had to be cancelled as well. So, you know, that was huge disappointments. But I suppose, hopefully going forward, we'll probably make up for a lot of that stuff when the COVID-19 restrictions are lifted.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was actually our first ever Paddy's Day party we were planning in the Dome as a fundraiser for clubs and societies. And I remember we got word that we had to cancel it and we were not too happy at the time, but to think now that something like that could never go ahead.
Set of 100 t-shirts in the store room.
Yeah. Tickets and t-shirts and everything still ready to go. So if we can change the dates, we'd be flying. So yeah, so what were some of the things, obviously, like when it came to September, the restrictions weren't actually too bad. And some of our clubs and societies did get to start for a week or two just before they kind of locked up again. What were some of the things we kind of put in place for clubs and societies to ensure they could go ahead when that green light was given, Katie?
So I suppose for us and like everyone, ensuring health and safety was paramount in our preparation for this. I suppose some of the things that we did was we ensured that all our coaches and mentors across our sports clubs and societies completed the COVID-19 training course. We had our own roadmap and risk assessment in line, obviously, with the government guidelines and our NGBs. And we also developed our own app, which allowed us to put screening forms online for our members for those that actually could carry out some of their sports and societies for, as you said, that week or two in September.
Yeah, but look, at least they're there now, they're ready to go, and hopefully if we can get back to it in September, we'll be looking at that. But we're definitely looking at light at the end of the tunnel, Sean, with the vaccines rolling out over the summer months. Could you see a return to sports and societies from September?
I really hope so, Jack, in some capacity at least. I hope there's some steady progress coming from now, kind of with the return to sport on the 19th and the 26th of April in the next few weeks. Hopefully we're in a place to have a return of some college activities in September so we can start afresh, especially for those students that haven't had the experience of parallel sports and societies yet, to kind of see what we can then offer them and they can kind of see what we can offer to improve their overall experience.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy to think that some of our first year students haven't even been to the arena or donned the jersey or even like togged out for their team or club or society or whatever it might be. What are you most looking forward to, I suppose, when sports and societies in WIT does return?
Just for more activities, I can't wait to be able to go watch basketball games, rugby games, to be able to work with the societies again, to never take for granted, setting up for badminton and table tennis and archery and the likes, and working with societies to book buses and rooms and organise events. Just looking forward to the long days and nights again. You kind of only realise how long the days are when you're kind of sitting at home for most of the time. So I'm bored, getting back in the office and working away and then trying to create events and tournaments and everything goes along with it.
Brilliant. Yeah, I think there's a real appetite from the staff and students to get back on as soon as possible. Look, obviously we've been away from sport and societies in the office, but we have been relatively busy with a number of tasks over the last while. Katie, can you take us through a few of the things that we've been kind of working on during that time?
Yeah, so for us, I'm sure you both agree that staying in touch and supporting and kind of ensuring student engagement was vital to continue, even though we did have to stay apart. To do this, we ran various online initiatives. So they involved the likes of free exercise classes in conjunction with the WIT Arena. We provided nutritional advice. We had regular Zoom calls with our students and obviously the coaches and societies and people. We had online talks on various topics, including physical activity and health, psychology and careers advice. And then we've obviously run this podcast. We've launched the Vikings TV and we've also been publishing various e-magazines. As I mentioned above, obviously a big chunk of our last 12 months has involved the Physio Healthy Campus campaign. And then obviously the three of us, along with Lizzie Kent, have been working with IT Carlo on the kind of proposed merger that's due to happen next January as well.
Really, just to take you back for a quick second, can you tell us a little bit about the Physio Healthy Campus Award and what that was all about?
Yeah, so I suppose it's an exciting global project that incorporates health and well-being into all facets of campus life, which in turn, as you can imagine, enhances the lifestyle of our staff and our students as well. The programme itself functions across six domains. So you have sport and physical activity, you have mental and social health, you have nutrition, disease prevention, risk behaviour, environment and sustainability, and then it kind of all comes together under the Healthy Campus management. So as I mentioned, we actually received the highest level of certification for this back in March of this year when we obtained the Platinum Award.
Brilliant, yeah. Also, then you mentioned the potential merger with IT Carlo and the hard work which has been going into that from both sides. What areas have been worked on currently with Carlo and the WIT sports staff?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of areas worked on. Like we've worked on an awful lot of kind of policies, documentation, stuff like that. But I suppose at the moment we're working on a nice project with IT Carlo Sport and Society staff in the form of our virtual event that is due to occur during the last week in April. it's going to be a very exciting event, and it's one that I'm looking forward to, and I'm sure you're both looking forward to as well.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, this podcast is going out as part of that. So there'll be plenty of activity, including the lighting of the flame ceremony and the lighting of, or the closing ceremony on the Friday evening as well, with loads in between from different people throughout the years of sports and societies in Waterford, and going through the different things we've been through and achievements that have happened along the way. So yeah, really exciting week now. Sean, obviously you mentioned earlier, head of sport John Windle was involved when both of us actually started. He's recently left for greener pastures. But John has been a great help to us over the past few years, and obviously Lizzie coming in doing the same.
Nah, John didn't do anything. John was really the catalyst behind most of the changes seen in the last few years, and in all of sport and the arena, and improving the kind of student experience. His work rate and energy, and his constant search for what we can do next, and always looking at the bigger picture, and then also helping us massively personally as well, trying to make ourselves better as well. Really enjoyed working with him, and learned a lot from him. And now we're kind of lucky as well that probably the only person that can match John's work rate and enthusiasm and energy, Izzy Kent, has come in to kind of lead the way. And despite the lack of on-ground events and things happening, she's already kind of began to make her mark.
Definitely, yeah. I think making her mark is definitely something you could describe with Lizzie. She gets stuck into it straight away. So just kind of bringing it back to the sports and societies kind of work we've been doing with IT Carlow. How have you found the relations between the two groups since, I suppose, we started with them at the start of this year?
Yeah, it's been great so far. We've been able to meet once or twice in person when the regulations have allowed us to. We've then met regularly online, so we've shared ideas, and we're currently drawing up how we'd like to see every aspect of sports and societies look like in the future. There's great staff on both sides. Now it's just a case of kind of working together to bring out the best parts of each institution to work as efficiently as possible as one kind of entity, let's say.
Yeah, definitely. And look, there's, I think both sides recognise the potential to become something really great, you know, with the new sports campus that they've opened in IT Carlow, along with the WIT Arena. I think we're going to become the largest sports campus of any university in Ireland, which is huge to say. Sean, where would you like to see that potential merger with IT Carlow bring sport and societies in WIT?
Yeah, I said, Jack, with the potential that we have in terms of facilities and catchment area and all those things, you'd want the Southeast University to be the best institution for student experience in the country, no matter what campus they're on, to be identified as one of the leaders in elite sport and scholarships and recruiting, but also promoting the other side as well, the kind of societies and recreation sports, so that every student has the best experience no matter what their interests or experience or whatever.
Absolutely, yeah. Brilliant. So there's no doubt sport and societies, although looking bleak at the minute with no activity, definitely has a very bright future. And that concludes our podcast today. I'd like to thank all of the friends of WIT Viking Sport and Societies that took the time out of their schedules to speak with us about their experiences and what sport and society in WIT means to them. We thank you for your excellent work throughout the years, and it's very fair to say WIT Viking Sport and Societies wouldn't be what it is today without your involvement. We sincerely hope we will return to action across our sports and societies very soon, and look forward to creating some fantastic memories similar to the ones we heard about earlier. In the meantime, stay safe, keep your distance, and we'll see you all again soon. This podcast is brought to you by WIT Novus. Thanks very much.